Welcome back to Newsworks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Christmas in the rearview mirror, New Year's ahead. Think family, friends, fun, and food, food, and more food. Let's break bread with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Well, we count on the holidays for family feasts, but come January 2nd, do most Americans dine alone?
Americans with families actually tell us, at any rate, that they eat together as a family at night a lot more than I think people would think they do. A lot of people now say, anecdotally at any rate, people come in and out that have children at different times and everybody grabs a sandwich or they go through the drive-in line and so on and so forth. But based on our data, the average number of nights out of seven when people that have children under 18 say they eat together as a family is 5.1, which is pretty good. Out of seven nights, over five out of those seven nights. In fact, we have 38% of people with kids who say seven nights a week they eat together, and only 5% say they never eat together. That is, on average, zero nights out of the seven. So Americans, at least in terms of what they tell us, claim that they're eating together as a family a lot more than I personally would have thought, just based on anecdotal evidence.
Me too. And again, this is kids 18 and under, not just kids in elementary school.
That's right. We separated out those in our sample who reported they had children under 18, and then we asked this question. We don't know for people who are just a couple or so on and so forth how often they eat together as a couple, but we do know if you have kids, you're pretty likely to tell us at any rate that you eat together as a family.
Wow, five nights a week. So let's imagine conversation around the dinner table. When talk turns to wishing a happy and healthy new year, perhaps the Affordable Care Act comes up.
Well, it might. The Affordable Care Act is in a time of transition, is how I would look at it as the year ends here, Dave. We track it, of course, and a lot of other pollsters track it. It's never been positively received. In other words, in almost every poll that I've seen, people have been more negative than positive. And now in the last month or so, polls have been conflicting. Some show some people moving back to be more positive, although still on the negative side of the ledger, and others say it's kind of stable. That's what our data show, about a 10-point negative over positive gap, although that's down a little. I think there's so much turmoil and change going on now with all the focus on whether or not young uninsured people are going to sign up as we move into the new year and some of the changes in the deadlines and all that, that we're going to have to wait a while to see what the overall verdict is. But I think it's fair to say, based on all the polling evidence at the end of the year, that Americans end up tilting more negative than positive overall when they are asked just to give their evaluation of Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act.
And yes, indeed, the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare. And given all the turmoil and change, how does that redound to perceptions about him 5 years in?
You know, this is fascinating, I think, and it tells us that Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, is clearly the pivot point on which President Obama is being evaluated for better or for worse. And I know that because we have asked the American public at this point, after 5 years and almost as president, what do you think is President Obama's greatest achievement to date? And then we followed up and said, what has been his biggest failure to date? And guess what is at the top of both of those lists?
The Affordable Care Act.
You're absolutely right. So it's this fascinating pivot point. 22% of Americans volunteer that his greatest achievement, the president's greatest achievement so far, has been the Affordable Care Act. And on the other side of the ledger, 36% volunteer that the Affordable Care Act has been his biggest failure so far. This Affordable Care Act now is the lens through which Obama is being evaluated, at least so far.
Yeah, but let's change that lens. If we factor out the Affordable Care Act, what comes in at numbers 2, 3, and 4?
Very fascinating. When we look at the positive side of the ledger, when you take out the Affordable Care Act, the two things that Americans are next most likely to say have been his greatest achievement are relating to wars. He brought the troops home, and he stopped the fighting in Iraq and is drawing down troops in Afghanistan, and then also the assassination of Osama bin Laden. Those are the other things that that come up positively. On the negative side of the ledger, it's not getting along with Congress and with Republicans, a lack of communication, and then a lack of leadership. Those are the volunteered categories that people say are his biggest failure so far, other than, of course, the one at the top of the list, which is the Affordable Care Act.
Frank, bigger is decidedly not better for Americans as a descriptive for either government or business or labor. Let's rank them.
We've asked that question for many, many years now. What's the biggest threat to the U.S.? Big government, big business, or big labor? George Gallup started asking that in 1965. Big government's always won, and I put that in quotes because it's a negative to win. But the percent of Americans who say big government is the biggest threat out of those three at 72% is now the highest we've seen in history. So clearly, at this point, at least forced to make a choice among these three entities, Americans are more worried about big government than they are big business or big labor.
Has that number crept up or jumped over the past few years?
It's crept up. There have been some changes. After 9/11 in 2002, for example, the percent saying big government was the biggest threat dropped because Americans were more positive about government and Americans were more likely to choose big business. But since then, it's come back up again. As I said, that 72% is as high as we've seen it. Big labor, back in the 1960s, a quarter of Americans or more chose it as the biggest threat. But as union membership has declined and unions have become less of a factor, very few Americans today say that big labor is the biggest threat facing the country out of those three.
I'm sure proponents of the Occupy Wall Street movement would otherwise target big business. Where is its ranking?
Only 21% say big business. And interestingly, even among Democrats, who are generally more positive about government, a majority, 56%, say big government is the biggest threat, with big business being second. So this concern about big government is constant, although at different levels across all political groups in this country.
That perhaps does not bode well for perceptions around the Affordable Care Act.
Well, that's true. And, you know, that's a fascinating issue in and of itself. A lot of people look at the Affordable Care Act just in terms of what it does for health care per se, but I think symbolically, clearly in the data, one of the reasons we've seen this big pushback from conservatives and Tea Party members and all that is more that its symbolic value, if you would phrase it that way, is being representative of big government trying to take over a major function of our lives. And I think that's what you're getting in these negative reactions to the Affordable Care Act, as much as about any of its specific provisions relating to health care.
We rely on you each week for symbolism and substance. Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.